You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nicole, what are you doing?
I'm just dropping my kids off at camp and having a day with my mom.
Oh, your mama.
What are you going to do with mom today?
I don't know. Sky's the limit.
Really? You don't have anything planned?
Nope.
Well, I'm thinking breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Definitely something out for lunch, maybe.
Okay. Well, then never mind on breakfast.
Mm.
Shopping?
Yeah, we could go shopping.
All
right. Let me ask you, what's the last thing you fought with your mom about?
Ooh, so I'm from Denver. I lived here a million years, but I'm actually in town this month from Phoenix, and we're staying at my parents' house, and they're kind of like helping out with our kids, and sometimes the way my parents think kids should be raised and how things should go and the way I think kids should be raised and how things should be go can clash.
Tale as old as time, right? But yeah, you probably turned out okay.
Yeah, I turned out okay.
Well, then don't give them such a hard time. It's fine.
Okay. They obviously know what they're doing because you turned out well.
You sound delightful.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Is it a junk food thing? Are they just pounding the kids full of chocolate and Lucky Charms?
Me and my husband allow the kids too much screen time.
Well, maybe you do.
Okay, so the words that came out of your mouth are, we allow too much. So what you're saying is you recognize that it's too much, but you get mad at your parents if they try to do something about it?
I mean, it's hard because it's their house, but then I'm still the parent, so it's like a weird
situation. do you recognize that you're doing too much screen time, or is that just what your mom is saying to you?
It's summer break. I don't know.
So it's just what mom's saying to you.
Do you want to play another game of Monopoly with my kids, or should they watch the screen?
Throw their butts outside.
God,
let them play.
If they're playing Monopoly, I'd want to go home immediately back to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, okay.
Barf.
Doing the best I can.
Well, it's free lodging, so just put up with it.
I am. I'm doing the best I can.
Maybe you should sit your mom down today at lunch and tell her how you feel.
Say, listen, mom, I've had it up to here with you.
Stop raising my children.
Okay.
Let me ask you, what the heck are you doing down in Arizona?
I mean, my husband does not like to shovel snow, and so since we moved there, he has not had to shovel any snow.
You do realize there are other places you can go where you don't shovel snow, and it's not 120 degrees?
Well, that's why we're here in July. Works out for everyone.
There you go. All right. Mm.
You do you, knick-knack.
Fair enough.
I got to tell you, I moved 3.5 years ago. I have not shoveled once since I moved, but the temperature has never gone above 94.
That's so nice.
Okay. That sounds...
It can happen.
Pretty
Nicole.
Good, huh?
And then you don't have to live with your parents for a month.
I am sick of shoveling, too. I just need to move into one of those communities that shovels for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it doesn't. I lived in one of those, as you recall, but they still have a limit. Like, they won't shovel until it gets to, say, 4 inches of snow.
Oh,
and
okay.
And so you still got to go out to your driveway and do it.
Well, I'd find a place where they do 1 inch of snow.
You know what I did, Nicole, when I moved? I hung my snow shovel up in my garage, and it's still there, and I can look at it like every day in the winter when I pull in, and I have a perfectly dry driveway, and I can just look at it and go,
suck it, Denver.
You just sit there and remind me of the old days.
But you know what? He has giant snakes and spiders now, Nicole. Nicole,
we have in Phoenix.
Do you even have any idea what we're talking about that Dom broadcasts remotely? Or are you super confused right now?
So I used to listen to Dom and Jane, and then I was listening when Jane left, and I do not know about the remoteness.
Now you're up to speed.
Now you know.
He's not here anymore.
Okay.
But it sounds like I am.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Florida.
COVID worked out well.
Don't ever say that. God,
he's in Orlando right now.
Wow.
Not true. Don't listen to
him. He works
at
Disney in the afternoons.
I'm not in Florida.
He's goofy. He dresses as goofy.
I will say that I don't want to be, because I considered Arizona, but the problem is I don't like tarantulas. And
I don't see any tarantulas. We do get scorpions.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I got a few scorpions.
I wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
All right, listen, you are delightful. Let's play this game. And I will tell the people who are holding right now, Kristen, Anthony, Sarah, and Kristen, Anthony, Sarah, and Christian. Don't hang up regardless of what happens here because we still want to talk to each one of you. If you hang up, it just means you just were calling in for the prize, and that sucks. You should talk to your boys.
Who would do that?
Who would do that?
A lot of people.
Jerks. Nicole, let's play the game. 10 seconds. The letter I'm going to give you is A, as in alphabet. A as in alphabet. Give us 5 companies or brands that begin with A. We tried this one the other day. Couldn't get a winner. 5 companies or brands that start with A. Ready and go.
Okay, Amazon, Adidas, Athleta, Arco, Arc,
the secondhand place. Yeah. What's Arco and Athleta, whatever that is?
Athleta, it's like the Gap clothes. It's like girl workout clothes.
Athletica, not
Athletica.
Athleta.
Okay.
Athleta. And then Arco's a gas station.
Come here, Josh is saying no.
What?
Why is he saying
I can't read his lips. Come here, hop on the mic there, tough guy. What'd you say?
No, Athleta is correct. It's a female workout
club. Oh, that's what you were saying?
It's a clothing store.
Why were you doing this with your neck, though?
Because it's not like Athletica. You guys are saying, and like, no, it's Athleta.
I'm just it's saying, Athleta.
Athleta is an actual, my friend works there, yeah.
Really?
Yes, and Arco is a gas station.
Yeah.
So
well, I guess she won then.
Yeah. I think the first time caller is
winner. Don't hang up, everybody. Don't hang up.
Don't you do it. The Arizona girl's going to get a prize. Listen, if you will stand by, Josh will come back.
Yeah.
What?
No idea. Hold on, okay?
Hold on, Nicole. Don't go away.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Kristen was the only jerk. She hung up. Everybody else stayed on the line. Like Anthony. Hey, Anthony. Good morning.
Hey, morning. How are you?
We're good, buddy. Really good.
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
Driving into work, currently sitting in traffic. It's always the best.
Well, at least you have a job to go to.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
It's a glass half full, buddy.
Yeah.
Do you
blessed day for that.
Do you have us on speakerphone, Bluetooth, buddy?
I do, yeah.
Take us off that, please.
Yeah, how's that?
A little better.
Slightly better. What is that job you're going to?
So I'm a software engineer, so I'm just driving in. I work for a company called DAT Solutions. Great company, by the way.
That's good.
Nice little plug.
Way to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
So what's the software do?
So DAT Solutions, they create software that 3 in every 10 truckers on the interstate use, actually. So the software is freight analytics, so from truckers trying to get from point A to point B, and then also back from point B to point A, they fill truckloads so they're not driving deadhead.
Trucker analytics.
Mm.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So you always make sure that those trailers in the back are filled with something, right?
That's right.
Exactly.
Be productive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of stolen goods and stuff like that, stolen TVs and things like that.
Full of hobos.
Yeah, you know what? I actually have heard about that recently. I don't know how often it happens, but apparently, like, food gets stolen a lot.
Really?
It's not, like, as trackable as often.
You just drive off with a truck full of bread or something?
A pallet of bread.
I
don't know how it works, but yeah.
Well, gosh, that's unfortunate.
Well, how long have you had that job? How long have you been doing software engineering?
I've been working with DAT for about 1.5 years now. They're pretty great. I have been doing software engineering since 2016 or so. So coming up on 8 years, I guess.
I got to tell you, if you mention the name of that company one more time, we are sending you an invoice. I just want you to know. Okay. Okay?
Nice.
Do you get any special perks at that job or anything?
I do not.
Nothing, huh? They don't do, like, Taco Tuesday or anything like that?
You mean DAT, okay. The really good company, doesn't give you great perks?
Don't say it again. Is it DAT or do they say DAT?
They do say DAT, yeah.
DAT, yeah. Go do DAT.
But it is a great company, so I do.
Oh my God!
Do they have a matching 401k?
They do.
Congratulations. 100%. That's good.
Okay, yeah. That's good.
Do they pay you a lot of money?
I'm curious, without saying the name of the company for the 15th time, what makes them so good?
The people.
The people, Dom.
Well, that's
so you got good coworkers. You got a decent supervisor.
Yeah, I mean that really makes or breaks it, and it is. Yeah.
Preach it, man. Sure does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad.
How would you describe our coworkers, Jeremy? What do you think?
They're a pain in the arse.
Pretty much.
That one Brandon guy, we got a guy that works here. His name is Arkansas Brandon. He's got a real thick twang to him. He's a pain in the butt.
Oh, we got to hear about this Brandon guy on air sometime.
He's the worst.
You know what? The next time he stumbles into the studio, because he comes in every once in a while, we will put him on. I think we should.
He says fixing a lot. Well, I'm fixing to get some work done today.
And he just got a tattoo on his upper arm, Anthony, that is massive. It's like the biggest tattoo, and it's a tattoo of the Nuggets championship trophy.
He's a big fan. I'm a big fan. Yeah. Fixing to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
As a software engineer, we're typically not into sports, and so I was getting a new car at one point, and this guy kept talking about the Nuggets, and I had just moved to Colorado not too long ago. I was like, what are they talking about? Are they talking about chicken nuggets? Like, what?
Golden Nuggets?
I kind of wish Brandon had chicken nuggets put tattooed on his arm.
It'd be more fitting if you saw him.
Oh, Anthony, we got to run. We gotta go talk to Sarah and Christian. But we hope you have a great day, buddy. Thanks for being a good sport.
Say hi
okay?
to everyone at DAT for us,
that
okay?
great company.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
See you, bud.
Thank you, man. I heard they're a great company.
Really good.
That's what I heard. Sarah and then Christian, and then we'll wrap things up. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
By the way, Kristen, hi. Who I lambasted for hanging up, she sent us a text. She goes, I had to go to work.
Oh, that's okay.
Kristen, we're just
I did not want to be a jerk on the radio.
Well, no, thank you. We'll call you out, Sarah.
We will tear you down.
Call you out. Besides, we hope that this, you holding for 12 minutes or whatever, we hope that it's worth it in the long run and that you hang up from this call and you say, I am so glad I talked with those guys.
I'm going to tell all my friends about Dom and Jeremy.
They solved a real problem for me. What problem you got that we can solve, Sarah? What's on your mind these days?
Well, I mean, my problem was I don't have a gift for my husband's birthday, so I was really hoping to win something.
Oh, secondhand gift, huh? Or re-gifting.
You know?
How old's he turning?
But, oh, gosh. 44.
Oh, God, that's ancient. So ancient. Old. Oh, I can't gosh. Even imagine. Barf. Wow.
Get him a walker.
The gosh was really that I had to pause and think about it.
Yeah, that's funny. Sure, well, what's he into? Head. Anything?
Fly fishing.
Yeah.
Just get him a gift card to like Cabela's
or Bass Pro or something.
Bass Pro. There you go. Done. What else do you need work with?
Done.
Then give him some smooches. It's birthday smooches time. You know what I'm talking about, Sarah smiles.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
Where'd you meet this guy?
Oh, we met at the University of Nebraska.
Okay. Your Cornhuskers? Really?
Technically, yes.
How did you meet at college? What was the location? Party?
At a bar.
At the bar.
At the bar.
It's a good place.
Who had the pickup line, him or you?
I don't even remember that much detail about it.
So you were wasted.
You're married to the guy.
She was wasted. She was drunk.
Is that it? She was drunk?
No, we were just hanging out with a bunch of mutual friends, so there wasn't really a pickup line.
What is it about him that caught your eye?
Probably his eyes.
Really?
Please. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever believed that.
It's such a load. It's got to be like
they revert. They don't want to say his butt or
his
something.
Arms,
or
his arms, pecs.
Right. They don't want to say. It's like, oh, his eyes.
His beautiful blue eyes. I just got lost.
I don't
in
buy
them.
It.
Blue eyes and his beard.
He had a be- Oh, you're a beard girl.
You're a giggler.
You
I know
love
that.
Love giggling. Does he still have the beard?
He still has the beard.
Have you ever seen him without the beard?
He shaved it off after 7 years, and I did not know who he was.
Really? You're like, please grow that back. You don't have a chin.
Right.
Fortunately, he has a chin. We're good.
Oh, okay. That's good.
What brought you to Colorado?
I went to high school here, so I was just a back and forth kind of person, and
nice.
Loved it. It feels like home here.
Where is he from originally? Is he a Nebraska boy?
He's originally from Nebraska. Mm-hmm.
But you forgave him that, huh?
Yep, exactly.
More giggling. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school at Chatfield.
Oh, my God. That's just down the street from me.
Chatfield.
Chatfield, girl. You were one of our rivals. I went to Bear Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
My cousins went there. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. And last question, maybe. Line of work, what do you do?
I work in operations for a software company.
Another software nerd.
Is it a great company? Are they great people?
Do you deal with truckers? What does that mean, operations for a software company? What's your day-to-day?
It means I don't do the coding and the engineering work.
Okay.
I do business operations and go-to-market strategy, so sales, customer success.
A lot of fancy words being tossed
around.
Did they teach you
all of that at Nebraska?
No.
What did you study in college? Is this what you were studying?
English poetry or something?
No, I studied environmental science.
And here you are.
And here you are doing operations for a software company. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Well, what's your dream job then?
My dream job. Well, I spent a big portion of my career working in energy and energy efficiency programs with utilities. So this has been a little bit of a turnoff. And then I think my dream job would probably, at this point, be to working with electric vehicle programs because...
Oh, good for
that's
you.
That's very cool.
Those are pretty fun.
I bet.
Yeah. Do you drive a Tesla or anything like that?
Not yet. I'm looking forward to those new Colorado tax credits.
Right.
I had one of those Rivian electric trucks pass me on the highway the other day.
Those are nice.
They're pretty cool looking.
I like the Mach-E.
Those are pretty cool.
Mach-E's are fun looking. All right, Sarah.
Sarah, I think you're delightful. Thanks for putting up with all of our crap about Nebraska. You know we're just kidding, sort of, right?
You're fine with me. It's fine.
And enjoy those birthday smooches, all right?
I can't crap any day, but I do enjoy visiting. Well, thank you all for talking with me.
Maybe
next time I can come in and get the prize.
That would be great. Call us soon. We appreciate you.
Take care.
Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. Christian, I think, also said, I'm assuming this is Christian, didn't sign his or her name. Christian's unisex, right? Could be either.
I think so.
I'm going to guess, guy. Running late to work. Sorry, guys.
Liar.
I don't believe it. You know, besides, you can be late to work, and if you tell the boss I was on with Dom and Jeremy, 100% of employers would be like, totally cool.
Especially
if you throw out DAT, the great company.
I just replied to his text, and I just wrote back, lies.